the insurance industry that is going to impact you and your family. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Millions of people are without power in Texas.
People across Texas are shivering in single-digit temperatures as the electric utilities scramble to get the state's much-vaunted power grid back online. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
People have every right to be frustrated, to be angry. I get it. I understand it, especially for our senior citizens and critical care customers. Families with children.
The majority of the outages have been in the state's largest cities, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, and Austin, and it's turned deadly. Three young children and their grandmother killed by a house fire likely started as the family was using the fireplace to stay warm in their suburban Houston home overnight. There were also several carbon monoxide deaths in the city. A woman and a young child dead in their powerless home, the car running in the garage. I'm Tim McGuire.
Nebraska Senator Ben Sass is pushing back against GOP leaders in his state, angry over his vote to impeach former President Trump. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Sass told NPR that the party needs to, in his words, distinguish between conservatism and short-termism. His view is far from the majority report within the party, however. 75% of Republicans said in a new poll this week they want Mr. Trump to continue playing a prominent role in the GOP. Several county-level GOP groups in Sass's home state have voted to censure him over his vote to convict Mr. Trump of inciting a riot at the Capitol last month. Bob Agnew reporting.
1 year into the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of N95 masks are pouring out of U.S. factories and heading into storage. Yet there still aren't nearly enough going to hospitals. An Associated Press investigation finds that this logistical breakdown is due to federal failures over the past year to coordinate supply chains. On Wall Street, the Dow by 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Changing the name of McCarran Airport has been a matter of public debate for years, but today, Clark County Commission, they voted unanimously to rename the airport for former Nevada Senator Harry Reid. The commission has directed county staff to submit a request for the name change to the Federal Aviation Administration. The bill's sponsor, Tick Siegerbloom, tried and failed in 2017 to get the name change. Also, he acknowledged it could take years to complete and vowed not to use taxpayer dollars for Harry Reid International Airport. No cash and you want to go play? No problem. According to Boyd Gaming, as they're teaming up with Aristocrat Technologies to create a digital wallet program, Boyd Pay will link to a player's Be Connected card, which players can use to play or cash out on slot machines. The cashless wallet program will also allow customers to use their smartphones to pay for restaurant meals, show tickets, and hotel rooms. Boyd is already using the system at its casino in Indiana and their casinos in Ohio, and it is planning a nationwide rollout program later this summer.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes both directions through the resort area of the 15 between Sunset and Owens right now. Look out for an abandoned vehicle. That's on the right shoulder of 15 northbound at Washington. Congestion 215 westbound at Tenaya. And look for some slow flows. Interstate 11 westbound at Horizon.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local. And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a health care plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Joining us now, we're so happy to have him on. He has been busy. In fact, he even worked on the holiday, I understand. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, you guys are busy. I talked to Tom Roberts yesterday. He said, nope, we weren't off today on the President's Day holiday. We were working. How about you?
Yeah, hey, thanks again for letting me be on the program, Kevin. It's good to hear from you. And we did. We worked yesterday. We had all my committees. We worked. I'm not saying we got a lot done. A lot of presentations at the beginning of the session, A lot of that sort of preliminary work, but Bill's slow to hear right now, and it's kind of worrisome. You know, normally we in judiciary you would hear five bills a day to kind of keep pace with the bills that are coming in. I think they're doing one or two. I've only heard about five or six bills altogether in 3 weeks. You know, this will be the third. This is the start of the third week, so we're on a slow pace. It doesn't mean we're not doing things. We're here, but we're just not getting through a lot of bills.
What is SB 75, Senate Bill 75, and why do people need to know about it?
So SB 75 is the bill that Dieter has submitted to try and make some of the changes that need to occur. The problem with the bill that we're seeing is there's some issues with the bill. It doesn't necessarily address the issues that came out of the special master's report. Also, former Speaker Buckley, she put together a report as well, outlining some of the changes that really needed to be in there, and they didn't have it in there. So we're working now with Dieter to make sure that we put those structural changes in there. We can't always make all the changes, regulatory changes and you know, in-house changes that need to occur, but we certainly can help out when we talk about structural changes. And so that's one of the bills that we want to work on. 75, just I don't think it goes far enough. And so Dieter had a lot of problems. There's a lot of changes that they needed to make. You heard people time and time again say, hey, I was approved, and then they withheld my payments. That should never happen. You know, once somebody is approved, they're approved unless there's circumstances, and there's three circumstances that do come up. One, they went back to work and they make more than they should. Two, they fail to submit their weekly claim on a Sunday night. Or three, there's fraud that can be proven, that this person is committing fraud. Those are three reasons why you would withhold payments. Well, that should never occur, and we want to try and fix that, because that's the biggest problem right now. We're paying it way too much out in fraud, and people who really need it weren't getting it. There are people still who, you know, claimed back in June, July that still haven't gotten a single payment. So that's definitely a bill that we need to take a look at. And like I said, I think that we probably need to submit another bill that puts in all those changes that the special master was reporting in their report, as well as Buckley in her report.
And are you still getting Dieter calls?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I did a town hall about 2 weeks ago and had several people on that list. I want to say about 12 to 15 people on that list that I've been slowly helping out with. And I'll say Dieter's been very good. I send them three names at a time. They get them done. People who have been waiting for months are getting they're getting remedied. So I'm going to give Dieter credit. They're really getting on top of it now. But you know, I'm still getting calls, and there's a backlog, and they're not done with that backlog yet.
In retrospect, what went wrong?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, there's so many things that went wrong. Technology. I mean, we're behind the times with the technology. We just didn't. We weren't getting everything. You know, the cloud-based. The states that had the cloud-based system, they were able to take so many more calls, work through so many more claims at a time. We were not. And that's definitely one of the changes we need to make structurally. That needs to happen, right? We need to come to a cloud-based system that is going to give us more flexibility and more capacity.
Is that something we need to lay at the feet of the governor? I mean, should the governor, knowing that he was going to shut down the economy, he had to know that there were going to be huge numbers coming through the door with their handout waiting for their unemployment money.
Not only can we probably lay that at the feet of the governor for not, you know, anticipating that when this all began, but really, I don't think that he really got on top of it during the months afterwards. And there's so many times that he could have intervened and got in there and got his hands dirty in this process and got it going. He finally got Barbara Buckley in there, former speaker here in the assembly, she was able to help out. But again, there was still a lot of structural stuff that happened afterwards that just prevented them from getting a lot of things done. And perhaps they just didn't get. You know, they were hiring some people, but they could have hired a lot of people a little bit sooner than that. A lot of CARES Act money went into it as well.
Tell me where we are with Dieter relative to the amount of money that's going out to individuals who had full-time jobs and now all of a sudden they're out of work. Where are we on that, and are we getting a federal contribution or just a state contribution?
Well, most of it is federal that's coming in. I mean, if you look back on it, I think people would be very shocked to find out that since the beginning of the pandemic, just how much federal aid is coming in. I mean, if I were to ask you how much money do you think has come into our state from the federal government since the pandemic, what number would you throw out there?
I don't know, $100 million, $200 million?
Yeah, it's more in the neighborhood of about $18
billion. Whoa!
Yeah, we went down the list. Dieter has received about $7.2 billion from federal money that went into not only the regular unemployment insurance, but also the PUA. The PUA is the new system that went in for a lot of gig workers, a lot of 1099 employees. But you also have PPP money with Paycheck Protection. That received about $4.7 billion. The CDC, $280 million. FEMA, $60 million. I think maybe even $100 million. HHS, Health and Human Services, received about $574 million. I mean, you talk about a lot of money. Some cities got money. $231 million went to some of the cities. Education, I think Clark County got $447 million. Altogether, maybe $500 million with all the other counties included. So, I mean, you add up all that money that came in since the pandemic. Remember, this is Governor Sisolak telling us that the president hasn't done enough. Our state alone has received about $18 billion.
Wow. And am I right? I've been hearing a figure that we might be getting upwards of $3 billion from the federal government as a part of the coronavirus relief bill. Is that possible? Mm-hmm. We could get another $3
billion? Yeah, and actually my sources are telling me it's $3 billion to the state, but then there's going to be some other contributions that go directly to counties. So we're talking, north of $3 billion.
That is incredible. At some point, though, there's going to be a shortage. I mean, at some point, the federal government, instead of giving you $3 billion, they're going to give you $2.5 billion. Is that going to create problems from a budget perspective?
Not if we use the money correctly or appropriately. Now, a lot of the money that's coming in from the federal government, we have to be sure that we're not growing government. That if we use it for one-shot appropriations or if we use it for capital improvements, and I think this is the time, if there's any capital projects that we need to do out there to help our infrastructure and to help us create more jobs, I think that's where we need to spend the money. But if we're talking about growing this department or growing that department by one full-time equivalency or FTE or basically position with salary and benefits and all that stuff. I mean, if you're talking about that and you talk about how many agencies we have, and if everybody's adding one, two, three, four here or adding a whole agency, I mean, you're growing government, and I don't think that we can continue to expand. We can't expand and then continue to fund it with money that's not going to be coming later on, right? It's not money that we're generating year after year after year in tax revenue. My worry, of course, in the immediate future is a bill that was passed last session. The governor allowed collective bargaining for state employees. That's going to cost a lot of money. And then going forward, are we going to be able to afford that going forward? Not, you got to take away all the money that's coming from the federal government right now, because that's not going to keep coming.
More coming up with Scott Hammond from Carson City, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We're going to talk about some breaking news today in Clark County, where the Clark County Commission okayed the idea of changing McCarran International Airport to Harry Reid International Airport. Is it the right thing to do? We'll talk with Scott Hammond about that. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Don't forget, this is great stuff with Liberty HealthShare, because premiums begin at just $199 per month. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We've been talking a lot about what's been going on in Carson City, but here in Clark County, believe it or not, they are changing the name of McCarran International Airport. Clark County Commission approved it today unanimously, from McCarran International Airport to Harry Reid International Airport. What do you make of that, Scott?
Look, I make out of that a lot of these folks that are on the county commission owe something to Harry Reid. That's why I see that. They want to remake history. Look, I'm a traditionalist. I understand that not everybody's pure. Not everybody's going to pass muster years from now. They're going to have a different set of criteria for who a good person was or a bad person. And I'm not saying that I'm judging the character of McCarran. I'm just saying that I know that in the future, we all will be looked at by a future generation, and I'm not sure we all will pass muster. I'm not a big fan of changing things. There's probably plenty of things that they could name after Harry Reid later on. But I'm also a big fan of saying, hey, how about we just leave the names out and just call it Las Vegas International Airport? I'm a big fan of that as well. But this is just the beginning. They're going to have to, go through the FAA and get approval. It could be several years. They could stonewall it for how many ever. This is just the beginning. So I try not to make a big deal out of something like this. I certainly think that, they should have thought about this a little bit longer, but it is what it is.
Well, and how you can rename the airport with somebody's name that half the constituents dislike or don't trust or think may have helped in stealing elections and things like that. It just seems...
Or is not as pure as everybody thinks as well. I mean, that's the thing. It's not like he hasn't said controversial things in the past where people kind of scratch their head and say, really, you're going to say that? I mean, and that's kind of where McCarron had gotten, it's fallen out of favor with many people, is some of the comments he's made, or maybe, whatever they hear, say that, whatever they may think of him. I mean, the same thing could be said about Harry Reid at this point. I think there's a lot of things that he has said over the years. And I think Victor Jakes actually put in a column in the newspaper the other day talking about it.
Yeah, good point. I want to ask you about some breaking news today. I know you've been working hard for District 18, but former President Donald Trump issued a scathing attack on Mitch McConnell. He called McConnell an unsmiling political hack who should be thrown out of office. The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. This appears to me to be the first salvo in the war for control of the Republican Party. What do you make of it? And I know you haven't had a chance to really digest it, and I apologize for springing this on you, but it just happened an hour or so ago. What do you make of this?
Well, and I appreciate you kind of setting the table, because you're right. I hadn't heard this. I've been knee deep in other stuff up here and don't always look at the phone to kind of find out what's going on. You're right. I think that somehow this is Donald Trump's way of trying to let everybody know that he thinks that there should be a type of Republican. But this is the kind of stuff that I thought got him in trouble in the election. I think that, there are times during the election where he could have backed away from making comments about a former senator from Arizona that probably would have not gotten him in as much trouble with Republican and Democratic voters in the state of Arizona. Sometimes the president, former President Trump did a lot of great things. I think he did it, and his policies were spot on. That's why I really liked him going into the election. But there were times when I wish he just, he has a way of talking about people that just turn others off. I know that it's endearing to some people, and they really, they support him. They think that he talks the truth, and he's refreshing, and I get that. But I don't think that everybody thinks that he's refreshing. They think that he is a bully when it comes to naming people or giving them these names. I wish he would go about it a different way, is the way I would put it.
Scott, do you think, old dog, new tricks, do you think he's capable of learning at the age of 74?
Yeah, well, I guess the better question would be, does he care at the age of 74? And I don't think he does, right? I mean, I teaching him new tricks is one thing, and I don't think he really cares. I think this is the way he's been, and it's been successful for him, and he's not going to change. So I don't think we're going to see a change out of him. But I don't walk around and talk or act that way, and that's just a difference in personality, I think. But he definitely has an objective, and that objective is to say to everybody, we've got to be this way, and this is where the Republican Party needs to go, and he's going to get people who are going to follow him. He really is. Because he saw they really like what he did as president. They really do. They thought his policies, and I thought some of his policies were great, and I wish we could continue those, and now we're getting a reversal on them.
Well, and now the question is, what is going to happen in our country if indeed Republicans are battling each other? We don't have that long until 2022. We got a lot of very important races that are going to be run in our state. Can you talk a little bit about statewide, Can we be united? Can we come together? Can we vet candidates better? And I've only got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do a better job of vetting.